Run, tell them to hurry.
What kind of gifts were used at the feast? What kind of gifts were used at the feast?
The gift is anything. Blankets, socks, shirt. That's what they... That's just some of them, but... I was given a rifle one time. Depends on what you do.
For helping out at other things.
Even television. If you do the work right, then
that's so
stupid. That's what they do right now. What you see happening in the future. It's just like there's a lot of changes. Our people's downfall is liquor.
How's it going, man?
Really downfall.
Oh, just hang the boat.
Okay, were there farms back then? Farms?
Yeah, there's farm and John Michalinko. That's down here, that's where the new John is staying now.
What kind of animals were there then?
There's cows and horses. John is married to John is a Russian guy, and he's married to this black lady. Next to that is Donald McIntosh. Next farm is Johnny McIntosh and Helen Beckman. And I forgot the next person that stays down there.
How did you travel? How did people travel?
Well, people, if the people have horse, that's the way they travel, but most people walk or canoe. Like if you go down this road, you use canoe.
In the winter, they had sleighs?
And rocking, two more horses. Dog sled.
Okay, we were talking about clothes earlier. What were they like then?
Mostly our clothes are handmade, like my sister Dorothy. She usually makes me little cotton dresses. And I just use this for a special occasion, like going to school and church. And we just put on our old clothes. We don't just wear our clothes, like I just keep my good clothes for going out. Put on my old work clothes around my house. And like my mother, I always remember she has this special under. Well, I guess I just admire it, that's why I remember it. It's made out of flower sand. It's really nicely made. It's under slip, half slip, with a wheel about 3 inches wide of lace. Same with the top. And she doesn't wear this all the time, just when she's going out, like dancing, special occasions. She puts it on. I noticed that in her best dress. I know that she's just resting old clothes at home, but when she goes out, she puts on these special slip of hers. I think she still kept it for a long time. I don't know if she still has it. I don't know. Because she doesn't wear it all the time, besides cooking poison.
And about houses, what were they made of and how did they look?
What?
Houses.
Houses?
Yeah.
Well, our house was a log house and just a one room place and a wooden floor. Well, we have another room, but they just used that as a storage area on the side, and that's made out of lumber. And probably they just built that one out. But we just have a one room. But I remember that she really kept the house clean.
Mm-hmm.
The floor is nice and white, scrubbed all the time. But in these days, I see they have wooden houses, nicely built houses in Kispia. In my days, but I think the house we stayed in belonged to my dad's parents.
Mm-hmm. So you stayed out Kispiax then, when you were small?
Yeah, till I was married, when I moved here.
Mm-hmm. How far did you have to walk, like, to get into town? Was it a long ways? Did you guys go by horses right into?
We usually walk into town, that's when I was a little bit older.
Not too often though?
No. Like, I remember one time, I think my dad always goes trapping and he goes for a long time. I don't know. They try and come back before they called our sports day, 10th of May.
Mm-hmm.
And he tries to come back for that. I know sometimes my mother maybe wants to visit with my uncle Bob here. He works in the store, sergeant store.
Mm-hmm.
We all walk down, walk at the steps to here. I think she had a child on her back. She was small as one. Can remember, was the smallest one at that time. She used to pack one up a child. We'd walk. Like I say, we'd spend maybe a couple of days with him, and then we're ready to go back again.
Mm-hmm. What kind of work did you guys have to do then to earn money?
Well, I usually babysit, and then when we go down the canneries, I babysit with my own brothers and sisters. Then after my dad died, I started working in a cannery. My mother works in a cannery, filling cans.
Mm-hmm. Were there any other relatives living in Hazleton, Kispiax? Were all of you guys together?
Yeah.
You guys have always been from Kispiax and Hazleton?
Yeah, we have my Uncle Peter here in Amelia. Stays in Hazleton.
Mm-hmm.
AC also.
Eva Moore.
Yeah, Eva Moore, my Aunt Eva. And my Aunt Kate. Stared. Yeah, we have lots of relatives in Hazel and lots of the
For storing food, would you guys have it all in one place or would you have it in your own storage place in your own house?
Yes, my mother had her own storage place, like that little thing they built out, and they had this, what you call that, cellar. Mm-hmm. That's where she keeps the potatoes and vegetables. And her fruit, her jarred fruit.
Were there feasts for weddings too?
Yes, they have feasts for weddings.
Mm-hmm.
My mother said I never been to the weddings when I was a little girl, but my mother said they served soup in those days.
Mm-hmm.
Just like a feast.
But they didn't have gifts then, or what did?
I don't know. Maybe. Mary McKenzie would know that.
What did they do when a person was sick? What kind of medicine was given to them?
When a person gets sick?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they make their own.
Something about bark or something?
Yeah.
Devil trap.
Yeah,
which they call worms.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the main one. They have lots of color.
What was the main one?
There was the wolves.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
What do you call the tea leaves?
The ones that go by the lake.
That's the laxative. It just tastes like tea.
Mm-hmm.
I think they boil it there. They're about this long, the leaves. They boil it and they just drink it like tea. That's the other medicine that I know of. I know the thing Greece for colds, coffee.
Mm-hmm. Bear picking, was that done a lot for storing? Did we store food for the berries for food?
They trade food. Whatever they make here, I guess they trade it with the NASA in order for them to get the olden grease and olden straddles.
Mm-hmm. Have any of you ever made blankets, moccasin boots, or are they spinning wool?
I remember Mother makes those. Called a duck, they say. She makes those, and she makes those moccasins.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she does the wool too. I remember she used to, like, the new wool, like she unravels the socks, the worn out socks. And then she spins the new wool and the old wool together, and she makes a new pair of socks again. That's all I remember.
Oh.
She usually do. I don't know if she spins her own wool, maybe she does.
What about the language? When did you learn how to speak Indian?
English?
No, Indian, like you learn English in school, but for Indian, like some people like me, I don't have a tongue for it.
Oh, I speak my language when I started to talk and still speak it. I'm not good in speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
As I talk my own language.
Did your parents talk to you a lot in Indian?
Yeah, they don't talk English. My mother doesn't talk English.
How old do you think you were when you start talking it regular Indian? Quite young, though.
Yeah. Both my parents, they speak our own language. And when we're in school, we speak our own language.
Even in school?
Yeah, like, well, amongst ourselves, like, I hear the children now, they speak English.
Mm-hmm.
But just when we're right in school, like when we're out, like playing, we talk our language.
Yeah. Well, that's it, I guess. Did you happen to have any pictures for the book when it's ready? Some old pictures of some things?
We lost everything when our bus went down. We don't have any pictures.
No.